After having her dictating a clinic note on Juana Johnson, J-U-A-N-A, last name P-E-D-R-A-Z-A, birthday 2/29/86. Patient follows up in office today. We follow up on injuries and paperwork. Follow signs within normal limits. Blood pressure 143 over 85. Immunizations up to date. Allergies to amoxicillin. Per medications, LABETALOS, 200 milligrams, 2 a day. History of hypertension, diabetes mellitus. Surgical history negative. Physical present illness, follow-up NVA, hit from behind with injury to right head, right side of body, including right shoulder, right hip. With continued pain to neck and back with reported continued headaches with dizziness and blurring of vision, with increased headaches with bright lights, not able to travel in a car. Patient states she has minimal ambulation because of neck, back, and head injury, with concussion, not able to work because of head injury with labile blood pressure. When she's in the car, exposed to light, states blood pressure elevated. Patient is scheduled to see neurologist on the 21st of this month for further evaluation. This recommendation to limit ambulation until she's being seen because of continued pain, neck and back with headaches and elevation blood pressure. Advised to see neuro, continue physical therapy 3 times a week with physiatrist now at clinic where she's been going. Patient to have scheduled to have MRI of head and MRI of neck and back over the next few weeks. Physical exam, general appearance, patient mild acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck with diffuse paracervical tenderness with painful range of motion, lungs with auscultation percussion, heart rate rhythm, down lungs with gallop, back with suprascapular tenderness and inferior paralumbar tenderness with painful range of motion without radiculopathy. States to be pain levels 6 or 7 out of 10. Chest without tenderness, heart rate rhythm, sound murmurs of gallop, lungs clear, auscultation percussion, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness, skin without abnormality, neuropsychiatric within normal limits, extremities with painful range of motion, neck and back, able to ambulate and use arms without pain. Impression. MVA with secondary migraines, low back pains, head injury, with probable concussion, with concussion, neck injury, knee pain, blurry vision secondary to head injury, to continue same treatment protocol with physical therapy and chiropractic manipulations to follow the physiatrist as before, obtain MRIs as requested, to continue medications, to continue to monitor blood pressure, taking blood pressure medications twice a day with recommended follow-up in 2 weeks. Patient wants to work, return to work as soon as possible, doing light duty, working at home, sitting as much as she can without increased back pain. But approval pending at this point in time. Estimate that symptoms will not clear for another month or two. Patient instructed to bring copies of MRI after it's obtained, and results of neurological evaluation was followed up in 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.